Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 14th verse of Surah An-Naml.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
And we had certainly given to David and Solomon knowledge. And they said, Praise is due to Allah, who has favored us over many of his believing servants.
In the previous episodes, we mentioned that this great prophet of Allah, Prophet Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, was granted with different kinds of powers and tools and miracles against people of Pharaoh. Why? The Holy Quran stated, innahu kanu qawman fasiqeen. They were a people pretty much transgressing. So against these transgressing people, one, specifically a prophet, needs to be at its full potentialities and powers. So, the Almighty Allah stated that we are giving you and granting you 9 different kinds of miracles. So, their answer regarding invitation of Prophet Moses to Almighty Allah, an absolute cause, regarding the introduction of prophethood was that they denied. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعْلُوَّا As you listened in the beginning of this episode. They denied them unjustly and proudly. وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ Though their hearts acknowledged them. In the previous episode, we mentioned that there might be different kinds of reasons for disbelief, different kinds of reasons for denial and infidelity. We mentioned all of them and we said that the kind of infidelity we're discussing and dealing with in this verse is the kind that originates from actually what can be called a kind of enmity, a kind of arrogance. So they considered themselves better because of their own self-superiority, because of this complex. They did not want to accept the truth, though their hearts acknowledged it. وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ So, when there is some people who want to believe in the truth, they will try to believe. They will bring some actually justifications, some arguments against you, and they will be guided if they find what you have provided them reasonable. But there are some other kinds of people that they bring accusations, they bring arguments against you, but they do not want to believe intentionally. This is because of their self-superiority.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So as we said, dear listeners, in the 14th verse of chapter Naml, there is one thing which is manifest. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوَّ. Why did these people deny the prophethood? Why was the prophethood denied? Why was the prophethood met with infidelity? Why? وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. Of course, they wanted to acknowledge by their hearts, but the reason is ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوَّ. Intentional injustice and عُلُوَّ. Self-superiority. Anyway, the verse continues saying, فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Consider how is or how was the end of the mischief makers. So the Quran says that it is understood that faith has a reality besides knowledge and certainty. And blasphemy may exist because of denial and negation, while there is knowledge and awareness. وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. The verses, and this is really important. Some people can be misled, although their hearts might want to accept the truth. In other words, the reality of the correct faith is an outward and inward submission before the truth. So, let me explain this, that if a person is certain of something, but he does not surrender to it inwardly or outwardly, he has not faith, but he is a disbeliever of the denial kind. This is what we're talking about here. This is a vast matter that now we suffice only to this actually short kind of explanation and elaboration here. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in a tradition explaining five kinds of disbelief, counts one of them, this kind of disbelief, and that one of its branches is denial. He says, that is something that one denies while he knows that it is surely the truth which has been proved with him. Then he recites this verse of the Holy Quran, this verse that we are discussing in this episode. Anyway, this is the importance of self-superiority. So the Holy Quran mentions two reasons as to explain what the origination of their transgression was. ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًّا. Injustice and self-superiority. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.